Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
From Wall Street to the White House, this is the Larry Kudlow Show.
Welcome back, folks. I'm Larry Kudlow. We bring in my dear friend, Congressman French Hill, Republican from Arkansas. Going to talk about Kevin McCarthy. First of all, French, Happy New Year to you and Martha.
Larry, Happy New Year to you and Judy. It's great to hear your voice and great to be with you today.
Yeah, thanks for doing this. I appreciate it. So you're a McCarthy supporter. I'm a Kevin McCarthy supporter. What's the outlook? The vote is Tuesday. What do you think is going to happen here?
Well, he had some momentum here in the last few hours. Morgan Griffith, who's a fine senior member of the Freedom Caucus from Virginia, Morgan announced he was supporting Kevin in the last few hours. I think that's a really good move. He's an extraordinarily respected constitutionalist in the House and a real Jefferson scholar, so he's respected by his colleagues. Look, Larry, for four decades, you know, I've worked with leaders. I've been a leader in the public sector and the private sector. Leadership takes vision. It takes the financial resources to carry out that vision. It takes recruiting a team and identifying winners. And that's what Kevin McCarthy has done tirelessly with his colleagues in the House. He's recruited candidates. He's financed their campaigns. And he's delivered a legislative vision and planning vision for the next 2 years with a mission of what? Unifying Republicans and conservatives across the country to take back the direction of our country away from the failed policies of Joe Biden. And I think, look, that's what we ought to be focused on as conservatives. That's what we ought to be focused on in the party, is leading on a pro-growth, pro-market agenda to make our country better and take it back from these failed Biden policies.
Well, I mean, people forget, even though the House is a close margin, but with McCarthy in the leadership, you have won the last two cycles. I think it was, plus 14 or 15 in the 2020 cycle while Trump lost. And then what, is it plus, how many, plus 9 in this one? I don't.
Yeah. And
so you picked up about 25 seats in round numbers.
Our candidates won in 2020 overwhelmingly across the country in all districts in swing states and non-swing states because they had the message and they had the financing and the vision. And I think a lot of that is credited to Kevin McCarthy and his leadership.
French, what's the deal? This I've talked to Kevin a bunch of times on the TV and so forth. What's the deal on this vacate the chair? A demand by Biggs, I guess, one person can call for a vote to vacate the chair, which I think is crazy. You can't run the place that way. Kevin was on TV yesterday. He said he's going to open up rules. He said, I've read reports that he's considering maybe lowering the bar, but you can't have one or five. I mean, you can't run the place that way.
Yeah, I agree. This is a longstanding House rule dating back to the earliest days of the Republic where a member could make a motion that was able to come to the floor to vacate the chair. And look, in the modern era, both political parties elect their leadership in a private conference, and then they expect that leader to govern. And therefore, our members in the most recent Congress, Larry, have seen a change in leadership by secret ballot in our own conference, Liz Cheney. And when I was a freshman in Congress, John Boehner realized he didn't have the confidence of a majority of Republicans in the conference, and he announced a retirement date as Speaker, and we elected Paul Ryan Speaker by electing him first as the leader of the Republicans in the House. So I don't support this low bar vacate the chair motion when we already have inside our own party rules the ability to, in my view, change our leaders and then elect that new leader as Speaker of the House, if that's something that the majority of Republicans wanted to do.
Well, what do you think? How's this going to wind up? Do you think he's going to change the bar?
Well, if he does, I hope he makes it in a way where it doesn't empower Democrats. Because that's what a motion to vacate does, Larry. You're allowing the Democratic Party to call a motion to vacate the chair. And so anything in the House rules, as opposed to the Republican conference rules, with a narrow majority like we have, I think empowers the minority party, the Democratic Party. And I don't think conservatives and Republicans are into empowering Democrats anymore. We've already got that problem in spades.
You have that problem in the Senate. But that's a different segment. It's a different subject. So, French Hill, you were a White House policy advisor and a Treasury policy advisor. And now you're in the Congress. First of all, what are you going to you going to run a subcommittee, or how's this going to work? You're in the Financial Services Committee overall. What's your jurisdiction going to be?
Well, we're still discussing that ultimate jurisdiction here in the first of the year, but I will be a subcommittee chairman in House Financial Services Committee. We want to take the committee back to developing a pro-growth agenda for our capital markets, get away from this woke corporatism that Gary Gensler, the chairman of the SEC, the Securities and Exchange Commission, although under his leadership, I call it the Securities and Environment Commission.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're going to move away from this woke environmental social governance agenda of Gary's and move back to a pro-growth, pro-ownership opportunity for building wealth for all of our citizens. We're also going to hold the Biden administration's regulators, both the banking regulators, the securities regulators, accountable. And then we want to counter China's influence in the multilateral banks. I've talked to your good friend David Malpass, who's our current leader, the president at the World Bank. I worked some with Ambassador Greenfield of the United Nations in the last session. And we need to make sure that we counter China's influence in the multilateral. That's something in the jurisdiction of the committee and something that we're going to tackle.
You know, what's her name? Hester Peirce from the SEC.
Yes.
She called it the Securities and Everything Commission. That's pretty good for a sitting. You know, she's a commissioner. What's the caucus going to do? What's the Republican conference going to do? What's the lead topics going to be?
You bet. Well, Steve Scalise is going to be elected, or has been elected, our majority leader. He'll start that service on Tuesday at noon. And he's got a robust agenda for the first 2 weeks, focusing on things that I heard about all during the campaign. First, do we really need 87,000 new IRS in the Inflation Reduction Act? So he's going to move to rescind that spending. That'll be one of the first bills that comes to the House floor. We are going to set up a select committee, bipartisan, led by Mike Gallagher of Wisconsin, to think through a strategy to deal with this pivot of the Chinese Communist Party and how their leadership of China is going to attempt to really challenge the international market system. We're going to have a bill to prohibit non-emergency drawdowns of the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. This is a terrible policy, the Biden administration, to draw down oil reserves down to a 1984 level, all of which have just really, frankly, benefited China, since they've been a large buyer of it, and it has really not impacted global prices. And then we're going to focus on crime and the border. So we've got a robust agenda for the next few days.
All right, French Hill, thank you for this. Happy New Year to you and Martha. We will talk soon. Appreciate you coming on.